Senior Story, Love is Kind. Chapter 3, How Do We Love Someone We Don't Like? Metty had fallen asleep after she violently threw every book in the study on the floor. Meanwhile, Addie had gone into the girls' rooms of the orphanage and explained the discipline she had given Metty for ripping up Felicity's doll. Since Metty is in such need of love and correction, I have decided to keep her in my room so I can watch her more closely. I'm hoping that she might come to understand how much I want her to be with us and to be happy. By limiting her opportunities to take her anger out on you girls and triggering her usual street responses, I'm hoping she'll settle in. Only interacting with one or two of you at once may help her to feel more a part of our home and less like a girl who needs to think only about surviving out on the street. Everyone is an enemy there. She needs a home and a family. No one moved. Every single girl in the house wanted only one thing: for Metty to go away and never return. Mama Addie understood their feelings. It's easy to love people when we like them, but when we don't like them, yet still choose to love them, we invite the healing love of God into our problem so He can begin to change that person and change us too. Sandra, the oldest girl at 14, asked what all the girls wanted to know. How can we do that? How can we love someone we don't like at all? Well, for starters, I'm going to clean up the study while Metty is asleep. Would anyone like to come help? What a surprise it'll be when she wakes up to see all the books put back, just like magic. Never, stated Felicity. Most of the others felt the same way. In the end, it was only Sandra who forced herself to do what she did not want to do, and it was only because she loved Mama Addie. Like quiet mice afraid of being caught, they silently replaced each book on the shelf. Metty never moved. In an hour, the study felt as peaceful and warm as it always did. As they left the room, Mama Addie hugged Sandra. Thank you for making the hard decision to continue to patiently work with Metty. How funny, thought Sandra, as she headed back to her room. An hour ago, I walked down this same hall feeling like I was in the midst of a fierce hailstorm. Now, I feel more like I'm walking along a quiet beach at sunrise on a Sunday morning.